I'm Marissa Melton. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. military presence in the Persian Gulf is not for war, but to deter Iranian aggression. AP's Ed Donahue has this report.
Iran insists it doesn't want war. At CENTCOM headquarters, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says troops are in the region to deter aggression from Iran.
President Trump does not want war. And we will continue to communicate that message.
Pompeo says the U.S. needs to be ready for any possible scenario,
making sure that we have the capability to respond if Iran makes a bad decision.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the U.S. policy in the Middle East is erratic.
One day he says he's going to obliterate them, and the next day he says he wants to talk to them.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says the president isn't the problem.
We're trying to get Iran to stop attacking ships and pipelines and turning the Mideast upside down.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
President Trump has announced that Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan has pulled himself out of the confirmation process. AP's Sagar Magani has more on that story.
Shanahan's been running the Pentagon since Jim Mattis resigned in January. President Trump announced recently he'd nominated Shanahan for the permanent job, but today tweeted Shanahan is withdrawing. Shanahan himself says he's resigning his previous post as Deputy Defense Secretary as well. In a written statement, he says a deeply personal family situation is being dredged up, and moving ahead with his confirmation would hurt his kids. Shanahan's nomination had never been formally sent to the Senate. The president says Army Secretary Mark Esper will become the Pentagon's acting chief. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Spanish police Tuesday arrested 10 Syrian nationals suspected of financing al-Qaeda militants in Syria. Agents carried out raids in Madrid, Toledo, and Valencia. Spain's Interior Ministry said the suspects were laundering money. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump is in Orlando, Florida, to officially kick off his re-election campaign with a rally at the Amway Center.